happen, third declension nouns. In this lesson, we are going to study the final declension of nouns, the third declension. Special note, you should review first declension nouns in lesson 14 and second declension nouns in lesson 12 before you continue with this lesson. Third declension, noun endings. In the nominative singular, on the end of the stem of the word will either be a sigma or there will be no ending. In the plural, it'll be epsilon sigma. The genitive case will end in omicron sigma. Please note that omicron sigma is the nominative singular of the second declension. And in a moment, we will show you how to tell the difference. Notice the genitive plural is our normal omega nu, own. The dative case has the iota, e. The dative plural is c. In the accusative case, in the singular, it's alpha, a. In the plural, accusative, it's os. The vocative case, the case of direct address, has the same ending as the nominative, or it does not have any ending. In other words, it will just be the stem of the word. The vocative plural is the same as the nominative plural, epsilon sigma, s. Two things to note about third declension nouns. The stem of third declension nouns is determined by dropping the omicron sigma of the genitive singular. In the first and second declensions, the stem of the word was determined by dropping the nominative singular ending to find the stem of the word. In the third declension, and this is what groups third declension nouns together in this group, to find the stem of the word, you do not remove the ending of the nominative singular, but you remove the ending of the genitive singular, the omicron sigma of the genitive singular. Point number two. The gender of third declension nouns must be learned for each noun individually. That is, the third declension is not governed by any prominent gender. It has both masculine, feminine, and neuter nouns. But again, these nouns are grouped in the third declension because the stem of the word is found by removing the genitive singular rather than the nominative singular. Page 2 is the declension of sarks with the third declension endings applied. In the nominative case, remember it's either a sigma or no ending. In this case, there's no ending, it's just sarks. The nominative plural flesh is sarkus, epsilon sigma ending. The genitive case, sarkos, of flesh. And notice if you remove the omicron sigma, you have the stem of the word is sark. Not sarks, but sark. The genitive plural of flesh, sarkon. The dative singular, two or four, sarki. The dative plural, sarksi. The accusative case, sarka. Flesh. The accusative plural, sarkus, flesh, plural. The vocative case, sarks. Remember, it's like the nominative in ending or none. And the vocative plural, sarkus, flesh. There is also a special class of nouns in the third declension called ma nouns. That is, these words end in ma in the nominative singular. And again, these are nouns with stems that end in mat. First, let's take the endings of the ma nouns. The nominative singular will end in ma. The nominative plural will end in a. In the genitive case, the genitive singular is os. And again, because it is a third declension noun, to find the stem of the word, we're going to remove the omicron sigma from the genitive singular. The genitive plural, own. Again, the dative case is iota in the singular and si in the plural. The accusative case is ma, and the accusative plural is a. The vocative case is ma, and the vocative plural is a. Now we'll go to page 4 and apply these endings. Lesson 27, page 4, the declension of onoma, which is the word for name. And notice the mu alpha, the ma ending. The nominative singular is onoma. The nominative plural is onomata, for names. The genitive singular is onomatos. And again, notice that these nouns, the main emphasis and characteristic about them is that in the stem of the word, the genitive singular, ends in mat. You drop the omicron sigma and you have the stem of the word is onomat. So the genitive singular is onomatos. The genitive plural of names is onomaton. The dative case, onomati. The dative plural, two or four names, onomasi. Or, it also has the movable nu, onomasin. The accusative case and the accusative singular, onoma. The accusative plural, onomata. The vocative singular is the same as the accusative and the nominative. It's onoma. And the vocative plural is onomata. The following vocabulary list is made up of some common third declension nouns found in the Greek New Testament. And notice how they're presented for you. This is how you will find it in your lexicons. You'll have the nominative singular and the genitive singular given to you, along with the article, either masculine, feminine, or neuter, to tell you what gender the noun is. Remember, you can't really tell what gender a third declension noun is unless you know the article. The first word is aner. The genitive singular is andros. That means andra is the stem of the word. Aner, andros, ho. That means it's a masculine noun. It means man, not anthropos like man, human being, but male in gender. It is also translated husband in the New Testament. The second word is pater. That would be the nominative singular form. And patros. There's your genitive singular. Ho is your masculine article showing that this is a masculine noun. Pater, patros, ho means father. Third word is sarx. That's your nominative singular form. Sarkos is your genitive singular, so sark would be your stem of your word. The article is he, which is feminine, showing that this is a feminine word. It's translated flesh. Now the fourth word is very interesting. Not all third declension nouns follow the system of endings. For instance, word four is technon. That's your nominative singular form. The genitive singular is technu. Instead of technos, it's technu. The article is to, showing that it is a neuter noun, and it means child. So be aware that even though we have given you the two systems of the prominent endings for the nouns of the third declension, the regular endings plus the monouns, that there are some irregular third declension nouns. Word five, charis and charitos. Charit would be the stem of the word. Hey tells us it's a feminine noun, and it means grace. Word six is phos and photos, toe, meaning light. And notice it's a neuter noun. Four monouns, haima, that's your nominative singular, and haimatos, toe, is a neuter noun, means blood. Thelema and thelematos, toe, means a will or purpose, demonstrating your free will. Onoma and onomatos, toe, showing it's a neuter noun, means name. And pleroma and pleromatos, toe, means full, that is full in measure to the top. Exercise 1, Pronunciation Exercises. In this exercise, we are going to read John 1, 1 through 18, and stop and study the third declension nouns in the text. All of the material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 26 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on third declension nouns, pages 39 and 40, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. We're going to read through and stop and present and study the third declension nouns in the text. Line 1, N-R-K, in beginning. Ein was hologos, the word. Kai hologos, and the word, ein, was pros ton theon, with the God. Line 3. Kai theos ein hologos, and God was the word. Houtos ein anarche, this one was in beginning pros ton theon, with the God. Line 5. Panta diatu egenito, all things through him became. Kai choris autu, and without him, egenito became ude, not even, hen ho, one thing which, gegonin, has become. Line 7. En auto, in him, zoe, ein, life was. Kai, he, zoe, and the life, ein to phos, ton anthropon, was the light of the men. Notice the word phos is a nominative singular neuter, third declension noun. It matches the article, or the article matches the noun, the word to, in gender, number, and case, so to phos. Just the article itself tells us that phos is a nominative singular neuter. But as we look it up in our lexicons, as we notice in our text, it is a third declension noun. Both first, second, and third declension nouns all function the same. They're just divided up into three categories. Line 7 again. In him life was, and the life was the light of the men. Line 9. Kai tophos, again the repeat, and the light, again nominative singular neuter, third declension noun, and the light, ente skotia, in the darkness, phine is shining. Notice present, active indicative. It is continuously shining at this present time. Kai heskotia auto, and the darkness, it, kateleben, did not overtake. Agenito, anthropos, apestomenos, there became a man, being sent from God, parathou. The name to him is John, onoma auto Ioannes. Notice in line 12, onoma is a nominative singular neuter, third declension noun. It is a ma noun. Line 12 at verse 7. Houtos, this one, Eophen, came, ace marturion, for a testimony, hina marturese, that he might testify, peri tu photos, concerning the light. Notice the preposition peri takes the genitive, and so you have the genitive singular neuter article that matches the genitive singular neuter third declension noun photos. Photos is the genitive singular of phos. Line 14, hina pantes, that all pistusosi might believe, di autu. Uk ein ekenos, not was that one to phos, the light. Again, we have the word phos, the nominative singular neuter. Line 16, al hina marturese, peri tu photos. Again, the preposition peri used with the genitive. So photos, again, the genitive singular of phos. Line 17, which is John 1:9. Ein to phos, he was the light to alethinon. Notice the adjective alethinon that describes or modifies the noun is the same in gender, number, and case with the noun that it modifies, which is phos. In fact, to, and alethinon all agree in gender, number, and case because they all modify the noun phos. He was the true light. Ho photidze panta anthropon Erkomenon, which enlightens and is currently continuously enlightening every man coming eis ton kosmon into the world. Line 19, verse 10. And to kosmo ein, in the world he was. Kai ho kosmos diautu egenito, and the world through him became. Kai ho kosmos auton uk egno, and the world him did not know. Eis ta idia, into the things of his own, eotha he came. Kai hoi idioi, and his own people. Line 23, auton him u perelebon, they did not receive. Hosoi, as many as, but de, elabon, received auton him. Edoken, he gave autois to them, exousion, authority, children, techna, of God, theou, to become. Now, we haven't had infinitives. The first word in line 25 is the infinitive form of ginomai, which takes the nominative case. It is interesting. He gave to them authority. Notice the word children is in the nominative plural neuter. That's in the subject case. But ginomai, in its infinitive form as it is, takes a nominative, not an accusative, to complete its meaning. He gave to them authority, children of God to become. Tois pistousin, that is, to the ones who are believing, eis to onoma, into the name of him. Notice onoma is your accusative singular neuter because eis is a preposition that takes the accusative. Line 26, verse 13. Hoi uk exhaimaton. And not out of bloods, because the preposition ek takes the genitive. Here it's the genitive plural neuter, third declension noun, of haima. And not out of bloods, ude ek thalamatos sarkos, neither out of will of flesh. Here you have two third declension nouns in line 27. The preposition ek takes the genitive, thalamatos. That's the genitive singular neuter of thelema, your free will process. And sarkos is the genitive singular feminine of sarx, a third declension noun. So it's neither out of will of flesh, ude ek thelematos andros, nor out of the will of man. Andros, notice it's not anthropon or anthropou for its genitive, but andros, a third declension noun. This is the husband or head of the family. All ek theou eganetheson, but out of God were born. Kai ho logos sarx ageneto, and the word became flesh. Notice sarx is your nominative singular neuter, third declension noun, in the nominative case fulfilling the purpose of ginomai, the verb. Kai eskenosen, and tabernacled and hemin amongst us. Kai ephesamatha, and we beheld tain doxon, the glory autu of him. Line 31. Doxon glory hos monogenus para patros, as of an only begotten from the Father. Notice the preposition para takes the genitive, so patros is your genitive singular masculine third declension noun of pater. Full, pleres, charitos, kai aletheos, full of grace and truth. Your genitive case charitos, third declension noun from charis. Line 32. Ioannes, John is testifying, marture, periatu, concerning him, kai kekraga, legon, and has cried, saying, houtos ein hon epon. This one was whom I said, ho opisomo, the one after me, erkomenos, coming, and prosthenmu, before me, Gegonen has become. Hoti protos mu ein, because he was first of me. Kai ek tu pleromatos, and out of the fullness. Notice your first word in line 37, pleromatos, is a genitive singular neuter, third declension noun. It's a ma noun. The stem of the word ends in mat. The preposition ek at the end of line 36 takes the genitive. Out of the fullness of him, autu, we ourselves, hemes, pantes, elabomen, all received. Kai karin, and grace, anti karitos, succeeding grace. Interesting combination. Your karin is your accusative singular feminine, third declension noun from charis, acting as your direct object. But because the preposition on T takes the genitive, charitos is the genitive form. The genitive singular feminine form, third declension noun. Line 38, hoti ho nomos, dia mosaos edophe. He charis. Notice charis is your nominative singular feminine third declension noun. The article he showing that this is the subject. The grace. Kai he aletheia and the truth. Two subjects. It's the grace and the truth. Dia Jesu Christu, through Jesus Christ, igenito, became. Theon, God, udes, heoreka, popota. No one has seen at any time. Ho monogenes, huios, the only begotten son. Ho on, the one being, eis ton kopon, into the bosom, tu patros. Again, notice patros is your genitive singular masculine, third declension noun of pater. Into the bosom of the Father, showing possession in this instance place. Ekenos, that one, exegeseto, declared him. You should review this exercise while going on to lesson 28 and the study of present participles.